12, Isabel Martinez Blaya, militia woman. In the absence of a Republican army at the beginning of the Civil War, columns of militiamen were improvised and fought voluntarily against the insurgents. They were mainly civilians affiliated to political parties and unions. The militia women's role is probably one of the least known. Courageous women who not only wanted to defend the Republic, but also wanted to prove their worth in unthinkable situations, such as at the battlefront. But even though they collaborated actively in some combats at first, they were slowly relegated to healthcare and administrative tasks. In fact, the discredit they suffered at the end had nothing to do with the heroic role they played at the beginning. Isabel Martinez Blaya, from Le Vall d'Uixó, was connected to the socialist youth from an early age. At the beginning of the war, when she was 22, she signed up as a militia woman and went to Teruel with the Mateote battalion to fight with a rifle, rebuffing any discrimination. Like many of her companions, she was taught how to use firearms. She was one of the driving forces of the anti-fascist youth organization Unión de Muchachas, Girls Union, an organization that aimed to unify the left-wing female youth to help the Popular Front win the war. Isabel was concerned about the plight of evacuee women and helped them get a job so they could support their families. During the war, many women in this organization worked in jobs that, until then, had been performed only by men. Isabel, a staunch feminist, advocated that women and men performing the same job should be paid the same. The fascist victory wiped out what women had achieved during the Second Republic. Isabel died in 1989 at the age of 74.